Welcome, welcome to the Whole E Shift podcast. I am your host, Poetic, and today I've been having technical difficulties. We all have that sometimes, right? Things happen, shit happens, it is what it is. Here we are shifting that energy into something more productive and constructive, right? So let's get over the technical difficulties. I am so glad that you are here. I appreciate you guys. How is your day? It is Friday, November or December 4th. Wow. December 4th. Time's flying. 21 days. Are you guys ready? Welcome, Brina. Thank you guys for joining the Whole E Shift podcast. I am here. I'm going to pull the card of the day. I'm going to do a quick show today. I'm waiting for this music to keep going. But it's being a pest. And so is my internet. So I hope you can hear me clearly. It's just not working today with the energy and everything. So I am doing my best. Anybody have a number they would like to hear? Or a number they would like to choose the deck of that we're going to pull the card of the day? The music's loading. Now I'm excellent. It tells me my connection status, so I'm excellent now, it says. But my music's not playing, so it's just thinking. Anyways, so anybody have a number? Give me a number and we'll choose that deck. If there's a couple numbers that come out, we'll pull a couple different cards real quick and get this going. I was going to do a read, but I have to do some mommy duties here by 12:30. So we're just going to do a quick show. I think I'm going to come back later this evening. Possibly when I know a lot more people are ready and willing to relax and get some cards read when they're not busy in the middle of the day. I love the 11:11. Maybe I'll do it tonight at 11:11. I don't know. We shall see. So no numbers out there, you guys? Anybody got a number for me? If not, I'm going to choose. Okay. 5, 4, 3. We'll go with 3. All right, let's see what's going on. It's the Gateway Tarot or Oracle deck. And we want to see what's going on today. And we have a card that already fell. And another one that fell. So I guess that the messages are just jumping out at us, right? I love when that happens because I was going to just pull a card and then that one fell out instantly. So I'm like, we'll pull another one just for clarity. And they're ready to be read at the moment. We're in the flow, right? And beautiful cards today, you guys. Beautiful, amazing cards. So along with all the crap that's been going on, the energy, the shifting, there has been a big shift now since the full moon. A lot of transition. There's going to be a big astrological event here coming in on the 21st, which is my son's birthday. It's pretty cool. We are, a lot of the energy of the planet is shifting, and it's not just on the world level, the government, country. It's on a community, a personal level, a family level, within all these levels. It's shifting, and we're rising above all of it. It's a trying time. December is, you see everything outside of us going on, but remember that we can only control our emotions and our feelings and what's going on and our thoughts about what's going on. And that way we can choose to feel better about the situation. I know it's hectic. It's hard to sit in that moment and dismiss all the chaos going on in the world and around and in our personal lives. However, you've got to see only the beauty and grace. What is this teaching us? How can I appreciate the moment despite what's going on around me? The only thing we can control is ourselves. Okay? It's rising above. I see only beauty and grace. The second card that fell out because it's so chaotic, because it's so crazy, and we want to rise above this, how can we? It seems like it's impossible with all the mundane things going on. The only way is to remember that we are energetic beings. We are magical. We can. So I can connect with you across the country and pull some cards that are the messages that you need to hear and help guide you in your life. How is that not magical? I can, as many times as I hear you're accurate, and I've never done a read. Well, I have. I've done three, four face to face so far. They were all said they were very accurate. But most of my reads have been over the phone, over the video, long distance, on the podcast. If magic is not real, how can I connect and pull messages for you from the distance? You got to look at the magic in the day to day. Look at the magic in the seed that sprouts a beautiful tree, the acorn. You know, look at the magic. True magic is in my life. The way I think, the thoughts I think, the actions I take upon those thoughts, my choices determine the magic that happens in my life. The signs and symbols are there. Are we going to follow them? The magic is there, waiting to be discovered. We just have to rise above our bullshit and the veil and the crap that's going on in our day-to-day and the news and everything that we see and believe in that magic and see the energy flowing through to bring us more abundance, to bring us more joy and happiness. The picture shows, it shows kind of like the key. It has a key there and music and it has dolphins. Look at how, you know, the magic of the birds. It has birds, how birds flock together and all know how to migrate. And also the dolphins and how they communicate with just the sound. It's magical how they flow and they know when somebody is pregnant. I've heard a story how they just connected with a pregnant woman's belly and they were just swimming around her and just all these little magical things, how space and the cosmos work in between and the gravity, just like the small mundane things in life are truly magical if you choose to look at it that way. It's all a matter of choice. Let's rise above. Let's believe in magic, you guys. Does anybody have a question or concern today? December 4th, 2020. We have amazing cards rising above. See only beauty and grace and believe in magic. True magic is abounding in my life in every moment with every choice. I love you all. Very short podcast today. I do have to go. I probably will come on later depending on who's going on and get some magic going then. I was planning on a bigger show, however, like things pop up, and I love you all. I will post this on Instagram soon and Facebook and everywhere you see me. Rise above the bullshit, guys. We are magical, and we have to believe in ourselves, and we'll create the magic around us. I'll see you soon. You're welcome, and I love you. Bye.